Gedvach. Shimon Peves has actually two parts to it. One is to be mazik somebody else and claim that you did a birshus, which we'll see. But I guess prevalent gishmaka inyan that Tayyum is going to enjoy is that what happens if you take away somebody's mitzvah? Mazik, zelon, somebody's mitzvah, is there a chiv? What a chiv is? How do you go about? All right, let's start and we'll see. Hakaitetz ilin shokaver v'amenei chaver melasas mitzvah obo yisif echad. You had a shaw that was oimid lahariga. Why? Mipnei shu mazik as a brias. It was a wild animal, it was hurting people, and is a chiyiv to kill this animal, get rid of this animal. Or you had the ilan oimid laksisi, had a tree that was destined to it, oimid to be chopped down. Mipnei shu mazik as a rabim. It's leaning over the rabim, a rishus a rabim. It could fall on somebody. And what happened? V'kodem echod, and some good Samaritan came by, v'shochat shor zeh, and killed the shor, shechted the shor, v'kotzatz ilin zeh, or chopped down this tree, shaloi midas abaylam, without the baylam knowing about it, is chayiv l'shalom l'baylam, he's mechuyiv to pay for the baylam, k'moy shayiru hadayonim. Why? Sharehivkiyam milas its mitzvah. He's not chayiv for the etzim animal, or the etzim tree, because the baylam would have to cut down the tree and kill the animal himself as well. But what he's chayiv for is the maniyah of the mitzvah. The Baalim had a mitzvah to get rid of this tree and get rid of the shor, and you chapped my mitzvah. So I have a tain on you for taking away, depriving me of this mitzvah, this opportunity. Which mitzvah? So the Shach at the end of Sivkot and Aleph says that the mitzvah is, it's a mitzvah that says, k'de l'kamon, like it says in Tovkav Zayin, Siv Ches. Over there it says a mitzvah that when you have something which is dangerous, which is sakonis nefoshes, you have a mitzvah that says, v'yishom alocho, shma nafshecho, to get rid of that item. And if you don't, you can be able to sasam dom bevesecho. But it's a mitzvah asei d'araisa to take, to get rid of a dangerous object or a dangerous item. And you had that mitzvah, you were chalashing to do this mitzvah, and come somebody and took away your mitzvah and did it for you. So he's going to be chayiv because he's a fki malasas mitzvah. Vim toin, but if you counted va'oma ato, the mazik counted va'oma ato amartili lahorgo ilakotzitzoi. The mazik said, yeah, of course I chopped it down, but you're the one who instructed me to do so. You wanted me to chop it down. Hovu oimid lakach, since it's anyway oimid to be cut down, hareze potter, he's potter. Means he's believed to say that the Baalim instructed him to do so, since anyway it was oimid lakach to be cut down. The only shaila is whether the Baalim wanted to do the mitzvah himself. If the mazik tainah that he was instructed to do so, hareze potter, he'd be potter. If you look in the smas of Kohen Beis, he said the Yesh Laimo, Dumu Yorish Yazik Acherim, he was afraid that it's going to do damage to the other people. The Baalim didn't have the time now, and he was afraid until he gets to it, it's going to cause damage. We're not even questioning, is he lying? He just doesn't recall. He forgot that he gave the instructions, Rishus, for someone to do, take away his mitzvah. B'chai Gavna, he's going to be potter. Means normally he'd be chayv k'moshir adiyonim, but because he was instructed to do so, he claims he was instructed to do so, that's going to be potter. The Bayam says, well, the Bayam is saying, but the mazik is saying, I have rishos. So it's really they're not agreeing, but the Bayam, we're saying that the Bayam Mustama gave him instructions, and he forgot about it. Zokta Ramah, it's quick to point out, of a shar mazik, it would be a regular mazik, I did something to you, and then I want to tie in, oh, you told me to do so, and you can't be mechayiv because you told me to do so. In a normal situation, he's not nemah to say that he got permission to do this. It's only b'chayi gavna. It was anyway, oimid lakach, that's when he's nemah to say this. And Zokta Ramah even further, afilu yesh lo migo, even if the mazik has a migo to tayinah, lo imo lo yizakti. I could have tayinah that never was mazik, your wall. You're going to lack edem shizikai. And now you're asking why I did it. I said, what do you mean? I did it because you instructed me to do so. You're not going to be neman. It's like a migu b'makum chazaka. We have a chazaka, Zakta Sma, Sukkon Gimel. There's a chazaka who dein odin mitzava lachay alasas leidovich amazik lo b'mamoyne. You're not neman to say that. You have a chazaka. So therefore, even if you have a migu, the migu is not going to overcome this chazaka that you're not neman. It's only because I got no by a mitzvah, which was oimid lakach, so then you're neman to say, even though the Bible disagrees, but you're neman to say that you did it. Continues Ramah, Avon Neman Loimo, but you are Neman to say, Atomatili, that you instructed me to do so, Bimigo de Lohi Shokha Mashiach Zakti Allah Shali Hoyam. To say that I have a migoy, that I didn't do it, that migoy is not enough. But to say that I could have said that it was mine, that I bought it from you, and I damaged my own item, that you are nimma to say with a migoy. Even though l'chayit is just as much as a migoy b'makom eden, because what's going on? I'm coming along and I was mazik. You're timing that you shouldn't have been mazik me, and it's not oimid to be a dove and genizik. It wasn't oimid lekak like an ilan or a shar. And I have a migoy, I could have tanya that I bought it from you. Good. But the bottom line is, I'm not tanya I bought it from you. I'm tanya that it was yours, and I was mazik you because of your instructions. So vayda should be migoy b'makom kazaka. So Rechayna, I'm bothered by Riki Vega quotes, and if you look in the next page in the side, in the, it's a little chopped off, but if you look in the Haflah, the flaw tain is a chilek. The Rishonim tain is chilek. In the middle, he says, like 10 lines down, it's cut off here. That means, that if I'm moida that it was yours, and the whole tooth started with whether I was mazik you or not, I had a migo, I could have told you I wasn't mazik you, but I'm moida that I really was, but I did it for sure. So that's a migo b'vokam eden, because I'm going against your cheskas mom, and there was no other choice. I'm agreeing that it was yours. My whole other choice was that I wasn't mazik, but I'm being moida I was mazik, but I'm telling I was mazik, but sure, you instructed me to do so, because we say it's been migo b'vokam chazaka. But if I had a migo ad kadei kak that I could have said it was never yours to begin with, because you have no eden it was yours, well maybe you sold it to me afterwards. And I have such a strong migo, that means you lost your cheskas moment on it, because I have the ability to claim that it's not yours altogether. B'chai gavna, that is not a problem. There, the migo will be neman, even though it's a chazak, ain't no dumb, is going to give rishus to be mazik his thing. But since his whole cheskas moment altogether is a little weak, because I could always have the ability that Tanya was never his to begin with, so b'chai gavna, migo is neman. It's a difficult chilek, but the state here of this chilek. But getting back to us, what state in the Mechaber? Mechaber says that if you have rishus, if you claim you have rishus, you're going to be part of it. If you don't claim you have rishus, they ain't going to be chayiv because you are mineyu, you're mafkia milasas mitzvah. You hurt your shted yana from doing a mitzvah, and you're going to be chayiv kmo shir the yanim, but the yanim feel that you should be paying for being mineyu him to do this mitzvah. What's kmo shir the yanim? What are they going to, how do you shut up a mitzvah? Where do you start? So look at this massive cotton aleph, and he says, nira diriyas eni dayanim bezeh. What are they looking into? They're looking into the bitul mimenu shamitzah tasei the besamach. Who? What do they look into? The yiruim ish zeh she bitul mimenu a mitzvah, who ish medaktik v'kim shamitzes. They see that such a person who I stole the mitzvah from is an ish medaktik a yorei shemayim. He loves to do mitzvahs. As I yiknusu amavatu mimenu harbei. Then you should really punish the guy who took away, deprived him from this mitzvah, because he deprived this guy for something that he has chavivis for and chashivis for. Well, if he miyutu b'diktuk ha-mitzvahs, and if you're Nebuch, the person doesn't have such a cheshivis for mitzvahs, then you might aknas mi mevato. Because you see that the person didn't have a haracha, a proper haracha for the mitzvah anyway. So it depends. If he had a strong cheshivis for the mitzvah, then you're going to mechayiv him more. If he had a less cheshivis for the mitzvah, then you mechayiv him less. One variable. Second variable is aknas mi mevato. Gam yishru b'tirchas kima mitzvahs. You see how much tircha was involved. The pa'omim m'nei adam atzmai mi ha-mitzvah mikorek tircha, v'nechalei she'achem yaseh. So if it's something easy b'kal, so I'd rather do it myself, but if it's very difficult to cut down the tree, I'm not so upset that you cut down the tree for me, you saved me 3 hours, I'm pretty happy about it. Avada, I lost chulila, I lost the mitzvah, but it's not the end of the world, because I gained 3 hours of my time, so there, you're only m'chayv and less of a knas. That's... The Mazik did the mitzvah, 100%. The Mazik did the mitzvah. He chapped the right in the mitzvah. Now, it's a grada shayla amongst the poison. How do you be magdar? It is a kaftav aferak, a kadman who says that this is a gzeila. It's a form of gzeila. You stole someone's mitzvah and it's osa lasas. You now let it do. And then they start handling out mitzvah. But there, they start handling with a lot of things. You can see it in the simon. He's supposed to be saying amen if there's bracha, if he steals your bracha, if it's a... If he stole the mitzvah, stole the broker from you, he shouldn't be answering amen on this thing. A lot of Akhrenim are bothered by these type of shaylas. But the grip on the Rishag says, he says, it's not a real gzeila de gadin. It's not a, you own the mitzvah, I stole that mitzvah. No, that's not the vod. He says it's a knasa chazal put, or whatever, din, we're going to see if it's knasa not. And the etzem, ikah din, it's even mutu lasis l'chatchila. Joseph, yen amongst you, you're going to have to pay. They set up a formula in Kosher Mishpat, how you're supposed to be mafais, a person for taking away his mitzvah, but be'etzim, b'yisoidai, there's nothing wrong l'chafchila for doing it. That's what the grip wants to say. But others, like I said, the Kaftav Affair calls it mamish le'sigzoy, and it's also to do. Now, if you look in the Shach, you know what, let me hold off and do a little more mechab, and then we'll go back to the Shach. Mechayim, zok the mechab, misha shochat chayev v'oif. So sof away the case, shor la'ariga and ilon l'ktsisa. Now we have a third example of a mitzvah. Mechayim, misha shochat chayev v'oif, u'bo'ach, and so on came along, v'kisa hadam, shaloi midas ha-sheichet. The mitzvah is on the sheichet to do, v'shochat v'kisa, the one who sheichet, has a mitzvah kisa hadam. And I came along and I chapter rein and I covered, I did kisa hadam without his permission, without his yediyah. Chayv litein, I have to pay again to him because I stole his mitzvah. K'moshe yirad dayanim, just like the yanim one that shuts up. Just like in the first case, we had k'moshe yirad dayanim. So to here, this is also stealing a mitzvah. Kisei adam is like to k'moshe yirad dayanim. And like this man explained, they'll see how much he has chavivis for the mitzvah, how much tercha kisei adam is really. There's no tercha involved. Kamat no tercha, especially if you had afa muchan. You're supposed to have afa muchan before you shech. Fine, maybe it was a shechet's afa. You had to get your own afa. Okay, good. V'yesh mishahir is at the mechaba, second shita. V'yesh mishahir is shehu noisin knas kotzuv. That it's not k'moshe yirad dayanim. It's not stam in the velterin. It's a knas kotzuv. It's a set knas. Constant. It doesn't go up or down. V'hu yud zehuvim. It's an automatic yud zehuvim. You steal somebody's mitzvah, you chayiv to pay yud zehuvim automatically. V'chein hoiru, and so they root, shekolam enei abaylam, milasas mitzvah asei, shem ru'uyim la'aseisa, v'kodam echer, v'osa mishalam labalim. Yud Zuhuvim. It's a built-in set Yud Zuhuvim. Sorry? Okay, so the Akhrenim discuss if it's Knas, which would be Moed Potter, maybe this type of the Rabbein Yonason and the Shita could be this type of Knas. It doesn't have the dinner of Moed Knas Potter, but an Echanami. Fine. Now, if you look in this massive cotton hay, he says, Ubacha v'kisa, davka v'kai gavna. He has a chiddush din. Davka b'chai gavna, the mitzvah is kiso yiramya ala sheichet, that he's mechuyev to do kisei adam, shenema v'shochat v'kisa, misha shochat hu yechase. Avam nosna lebehema lishchot, if I will mechabed you to shecht an animal, let's say you were holding yourself, let's say to shecht an animal, bo'acha v'shochta, and someone came along and shechted it for you, then he's going to be potter. Then you don't have the din of yudzuvim, you don't have this chiyev of paying for damaging or stealing somebody's mitzvah. Why? Tishani mitzvah denestavinu la'asoysek on kisei adam. That you mechuyv, there's no way out. Alachash yashokat, once you shecht an animal, you have a chiv in midaraisi, you actually put me a kisei. You have to do the kisei. Oh, if you have to do the kisei, so then, chaygav nadavka kontinon. Mashenken shchita, di loy rotza lecha bose in a mechuyv lishchot. You don't have a mitzvah to stam go around shecht an animal, only if you want to eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't have the mitzvah. It's not a chiv, the ramulei, such a mitzvah, there's no din. This whole din of yudzubim doesn't pass. By the behemoth or by the tree that's going to do damage, you have a chiv. By the case of kisei adam, once you shechted, you have a chiv. And the time you didn't have to shech to begin with. But once you shechted, you now have a chiv. A mitzvah, that a chiyuvis, that you're mechuyv to do, there, someone takes away that mitzvah, he's going to be chayiv. But if it's only stam, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, you have a right to, you could shecht if you want to eat, but you're not mechuyv to eat, so you don't have to shech to, so that shechit is not mechuyv to be done. B'chai gavna, you don't have your zuhuvim. I wasn't a mazik, I'm a faked, I was mate of him. I did him a tzayv, he wanted to eat, and now he has Baruch Hashem a fresh meal. You know, you see, he's holding, he's been boydik his sake, and you chaparain, and you shech the animal for him. I was talking about something which was, he wanted to be shech himself. All right. Now, the Sma continues, and the Sma and Sifka involved, when the Mechaber brings down these two dinim, the Sma says the two halakas, right? We have started off with Masha Yirad Dayanim, Kamosha Yirad Dayanim, and again Kamosha Yirad Dayanim. All of a sudden, Yesh Ha'ir that it's Yud Zehuvim. So the Sma learns that it's Taka Machloikas. We know that the Gemara, the Maaseh Shehayu in the Gemara was that someone came along and shechted and was Machasa. And Rabbi Gamliel's Machayvim Yud Zehuvim. The Gemara's Medama to Ashar and to the case of Elon. So some Rishonim learn, oh, straight in the Gemara, it's Yud Zuhuvim. So it's Yud Zuhuvim, it's for all mitzvahs Yud Zuhuvim. That's the Yesh Mishayru. The other Shita, the Dei Kamaisa held that, no, Rami Gamaliel shot stuff that the Chagana was Yud Zuhuvim. But every case is different. Every case, you have to Cheshvan, like the Sma says, how much Chaviv is he had for the mitzvah, and how much Tich was involved in the mitzvah. And that was the two Shitas. It means the first Shita held that Yud Zuvim was Grada, it's an accident, but it's coincidental that it was Yud Zuvim, that's how Rami Gamliel shots it up. Mashayin came, the second she tells, no, it was a Knas Kotzev, it's always Yud Zuvim. Now look at the shaks of Kotzev Nalev. And I should point out, which the Shach is going to point out, is that the Mechabes says it across the board, right? Not only these three that we're discussing, any mitzvah saseh that you could think of, somebody's menea milasas that mitzvah saseh is also going to have the din of Yudzuvim. Zok to Shach and Sivkot Aleph, Mashma midivrei Arambam, second line in the Shach, Mashma midivrei Arambam and Mechabes Elu, Sheknas hu zev aloy dina. It's a knas, it's not a din. These three aloy dina hu, if it would have been a din, then pshita shechayv litum lo yud zuhuvin. How could the first shita say that it's only commercial year of the yonim? It should be pasher days takam yuchuv to give an automatic yud zuhuvin. That would be the din of what a mitzvah is worth. Commercial chayv ram gamliel gabi kisoy. Ukedemashma bepaiskum shaveisu lekamon the chad dina islo. And it must be this first shita hold the lesrila the knasu shokones ram gamliel lefi rois enof. He held it was a knas. Vimkena koil kafim mashiru ad the yonim. It's anything like mashiru ad the yonim. It's only a knas, and we could discuss this thing about what Yisrael pointed out about moedav knas potter. Someone would say, I believe it's a Rivosh who says if it would be a knas, then if he does a b'shegig, it'd be potter because we're on kantina b'shegig. Only mezer we're kantina. You have nafkaminus if it's a knas. There's a problem. They have a tumul. How can you say it's a knas? We're trying to already discuss it. If you're going to learn it, stam a knas. We have a klal. You're not yalfina in one knas from another knas. So you shouldn't be made in this to other halakhas. And you see the Gemara was made in this from the case of Gamliel's of Kisi Adam to the case of Shor and Elon. So they say, Akoga can't be a knas. So Shach is Marech, I'm going to just skip over it. The Shach just says that yes, the Ramah holds you could be made in, but you are Yalfin and Knas Miknas. That's not a problem. Goes back, sorry? A different mitzvahs. Right? Different mitzvahs, but that you could do. But if you skip to where the Shach says, it's like 15 lines later, Miu, it's a big word, starts at the beginning of the line. Miu yesh loyma zok to Shach, the kavanah to Rambam, the lekuli yam adinu. It's the machlek is that these two sheets, it's not that the first sheet holds its knas, and the second sheet holds its adin, both sheets holds its adin. Elo, navaz, the bebrocho, by the case of brocho, the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara in Kulin touches out that the Gemliel that was Mechayiv Yud Zehuvim for being Shochad Bekisa when he stole away his mitzvah Kisei Adam is because he stole away his bracha on the Kisei Adam. So he wants to say, the bebracha on the Yidu Chayiv on Gemliel Liten Yud Zehuvim, Mekombokim b'mitzvah, Efshe She'enu Noisen Yud Zehuvim, Rak Kefima She'ira L'dayonim, Rak HaKosef Yesh Mishoira Kem B'kol HaMitzvahs. Mishach has a new touch in the Machlokes. Everyone holds its Medina. And that's how we were able to learn out. But what's Medina? Medina is only on the bracha shavoy. Whenever you steal somebody's bracha, that yikai yud zuhuvim, a bracha is worth yud zuhuvim. But a mitzvah, that's what the machlokes is. The first sheet holds a mitzvah is only a tushel to the bracha when you steal someone's bracha. But it's not a built-in yud zuhuvim. Mitzvahs could be worth more, could be worth less, depending like this mah has. Those two variables. Mashenkein, when it comes to a bracha, that's set, it's always yud zuhuvim. But by a mitzvah, those were the 2 days. The first sheet held that it goes up and down, and the second sheet holds that a mitzvah is just like a bracha. So at the end of the day, bracha is a flat yud zuhuvim, and by mitzvah is where they argue. Comes along, and you look at the shach has at the end, he has a kash on the tur. If you look at the last three lines of the shach, he says, v'koshali ala tur, in the middle of the shach, he says, v'koshali ala tur, shakaz al-chayib le-shalom kefi mashiru ad-dayonim. How could the tour, when he brings in the salaka, he doesn't say the yesh mishra, he doesn't make it into two sheetis. He keeps on going, kifim ha-shayir ad-dayonim, shayirosh pasak d'dinuhu, v'oid, shayirihu atzmoy, if he did the halacha of Elon and Shar, that he tells that it's only k'mashayir ad-dayonim, he brings in at the end of the simen, the din of kisoy, because ha-akakak ha-be-kisoy chayv litin lo yud zuhuvim, v'chein adin b'chom mitzat ha-sei shu olav lasis, v'kodam acha v'osa mon ezeh milasis chayv litin lezeh yud zuhuvim. So here the tour doesn't have the shach seitz. He starts off by Elon and Shor and he says, oh, it's k'moshi yirad yonim. Then he fears, oh, it's kisei adam and all mitzvahs I say are going to be yud zuhuvim. So it's not just bracha, it's all mitzvahs I say. So it means the tour holds kisei, which is bracha, plus all mitzvahs are yud zuhuvim. Sai bracha, sai mitzvahs, yud zuhuvim. So why did the tour start off by the case of shchita and the case of ktitzas Elon that they say it's only k'moshi yirad yonim? Then kena maikos akankifim mashi yirad yonim. And don't tell me that this is not a mitzvah saseh, just to cut someone's tree, just a nice thing. No, halo gam ze mitzvah saseh who could come on. Like we discussed before, the mitzvah saseh of shomer lekar shma nafshaka, the Turk line. So he doesn't have an eitzah for the tour, but he knows the pshat in the mechaber is that bracha everyone is moida, and by mitzvah it's a makloik. Is it flat yeduvin or is it variable, goes up and down? I don't know what a bracha is. We have the makar for the chi bracha. Depending, it's pashas bracha is only the rabbanim. Right, we're going to see him yet Hashem shortly. Could be a shaila, but yeah, pashas. You're right. Well, the mechaber doesn't say lahedya that by kisa it's out to mitzvah. The mechaber just says kisa yuzuvim v'chein all mitzvahs. So it could be kisa is because of the bracha shavoy, and all mitzvahs will be out to all mitzvahs. Could be it's two separate things. Oh, so we're going to discuss, you're asking very good. Let's hold off to the Shach Tengon Gimel, we'll see what to do with this Brach of him. But if you look in the Chok Mishleim, the Chok Mishleim says an ingenious type of a teretz, Kedarka, Elushtiko Pilpo, but he wants a taina that it's Chaluk, which mitzvah that means. He says like this. He says, how do you understand this? I stole your mitzvah. So, but I got the mitzvah now. I stole your mitzvah. Now I ended up with the mitzvah. So he says it's a klal by zenena v'zechosa that if a bailum is chosa something and someone else is nena alad, if I live in your house and I make your walls black, so walls black maybe it's a paint job is $1,000, but I lived there for a year, so I enjoy $12,000 worth of rent, a year's worth of rent. So I have to pay you the full $12,000. It's zenena v'zechosa, even though it's only costing you $1,000. But if it wouldn't be that, if you wouldn't have that chesaron, then it would be something different. If you would have the chesaron, I wouldn't be nana, so I'd only have to pay for your chesaron. So he wants a tanya like this. Bishloima, if it's a mitzvah which is shavah lakoil, everyone has its mitzvah, like kisei adam, other types of mitzvahs I say, like we're going to see in the Ramon example, milah, which is on all people have this mitzvah, milah, whatever. So there, he says, that's going to be a set yudhuvim no matter what, because it's irrelevant of your chashivis. Because everyone has some chashivas for mitzvah. Everyone feels bad that his mitzvah was stolen from him, even if it's only to him worth 10 cents. Okay, but he was chosa 10 cents. And I got the benefit of the mitzvah, which is worth yudzuhuvim, because intrinsically, a mitzvah is worth yudzuhuvim. So at zenen, if it's a chosa, I'm going to have to pay yudzuhuvim. Even though he's a person who doesn't care much about mitzvahs, chulilo, doesn't make a difference, because at zenen, if it's a chosa, I have to pay a full yudzuhuvim. Mashen Kain, when he's talking about the case of Shoimid Lariga and the Elon, where that's a mitzvah only on the Bailam, that was his mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah on me, so he can't be mechayv me as the nene shaboy of the mitzvah, because I didn't get the mitzvah. I don't know why, the mitzvah is on everyone to take Beata Ramil Gubiata and take care of dangerous things. It's a shalik, I couldn't talk about it. But his gang is that it's only a mitzvah on the Bailam to take care of his mom and to make sure his mom doesn't do damage. So the Mazik never got, the Gazel never got the mitzvah. So he was not Nener the Yudzuvim. So you could only be Mechai what you were Mazik the Bailam. So you have to shut up. How much was this mitzvah worth for the Bailam? If he's a person who doesn't have Kashivas to the mitzvah, so then you'll give him less. If he has more Kashivas to the mitzvah, you'll have to give him more. So that's a good way to tour was Mechalik between the two. By Kisa Yadam and other mitzvahs that says, which is Shavu Bakol, that even the Gazan got the mitzvah, B'chai Gavno, and a Chanami, he has to pay a flat Yudzuvim. Now, Shenkin, in the case of Elon and Shar, which the Mazik, the Gazan, didn't derive the Schar of the mitzvah. So you only have to dan the Hezik, mitzvah the Nizik, mitzvah the Bailim, so there you have to takasi, Kamoshi Adyanim, how much the Hezik was worth him. When he steals it, and it is worth him. Yeah, it's. All right, I tell you, it's a shtickle of a pilpul of chat. Yeah, but it's definitely not so simple. 100%, I agree with you. All right. Well, Pasha's mitzvah loisa say is always the not doing, is not the doing it. How are you going to have a mitzvah say to do? Okay, the satsam is only the shlili of Hisham Lakosh Manashaka. You're supposed to do it, and if you don't, then you get the mitzvah loisa say. Yeah, but over there is a mitzvah that says also. It's Yisham Lekho Shema Nafshecha. Oh, you want it to be even more, you mean? It might even be more. Only mitzvah says Yud and Lois HaSeh could even be more. And over there is a Lois HaSeh as well. I hear. Okay. Fine. Let's go into this, what it means here that you pay Yud Zuhuvim. So now we know that Yud Zuhuvim is Zichah for a bracha, and it's a shaila for the mitzvah, but for bracha it's Zichah Yud Zuhuvim. Where does Chazal get to use Zuhuvim? So the Yamshe Shleiman Bava Kama says, it's a Said Hagonas, But one thing is certain, v'ein chilek mitzvah rabba lazutra. We don't start shatting up, oh, this mitzvah is worth more. That's not commercial yod. That's for sure not commercial yod. The onim, even that shita. It's only for totecha and chashivas of mitzvah. But big mitzvahs, small mitzvahs, they're all the same. We don't know how to shat up. Emachash and mitzvah connect mitzvah. We don't know what big and small is. So it's a yud zuvim. But he said it's a slayed hagonis. The Ksam Soif in Chuvin, Kufayin Vav, says, Nira, that, I mean, Kila, like he's Baal Mekaj, you're telling me a mitzvah is worth only yud zuvim? Like, how can you put a price to it? You can't be magrel. So he says, Nira, that the whole shir yud zuvim is only the chilek between somebody who actually performs the mitzvah to somebody who wanted to perform the mitzvah and was nenas and couldn't perform the mitzvah. So he anyway gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Makshav HaTev HaLamayisah. So he gets a schar for the mitzvah anyway. He's only missing that extra brekel, that extra thing that he got that didn't perform the mitzvah himself. That extra mashu, he says, is worth yuzuvim. But the mitzvah itself, by Shehu Avada, is lefi ein erek. What? He's missing that schar. The Bailim lost the schar of actually performing the mitzvah. No, the schar shemaim. That schar that is. But I know to do the mitzvah. It sounds like schar shemaim. No, it is. It's only kim ma'isin. It's only kim ma'isin, not ma'isin, right? Like we know we have a Kabbalah that whenever it says kid, it doesn't mean it's real emotional. It says, it's not going to work to get by Yom Kippur, it won't help you, right? It's only ki'ilu. You know, the famous Rav said that what? That it only works, okay, whenever Chazal say on something else, it's ki'ilu, ki'ilu did this, ki'ilu did that, and you have to be misana. This works, connected that, because this is a ki'ilu misana. But when you really need the tightness, the kilo is not going to work. So this is only, it's not Mamashi did the Maisa. That chilik is what Yudzuvim is worth. That's a Ksam Saif and Tshuva. All right, but where's the Makarius to Yudzuvim? So if you look in the Rishonim, there are Makarius. I was malakit a couple of Makarius, Shtikal of Agarata, but it's once we're here, it's Kedai. It's talking about, there again, the Ikka, what we're talking about, Yudzuvim, is by the Brocha Shabbat. The Brocha is worth Yudzuvim. So the Arzuru and Kisei Adam and Shin Tzadi Tez, calls over b'shem his Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Achosid, and so the Rebbe said two makoris to the din, to this halacha that a bracha is worth yudzuvim. Here's one. It says like this. It says by Eliezer Eved Avram, when he went to Rivka, it says, v'yikach ish nezim zov, beka mishkoloi, u'shnei tzmidim al yodeha, asara zohav mishkolam. So why did the Torah have to be mefaret asara zohav mishkolam? Stam, he took beautiful jewelry, whatever, the nezim, the tzmidim, and he placed it on Rivka. He gave it to Rivka, he actually placed it on Rivka. Why does it have to say, Asar Zav Mishkolam? Aloloi Malach, Shaloi L'Shei Matonin Neskavin. Eliezer wasn't giving this as a matona to Rivka. Elo L'Shei Purayin HaBracha. He was repaying Rivka for a bracha. What does that mean? She Rivka Garma, Rivka caused She Eliezer Osed L'Verachas Hashem. When he saw that he got the right person, he knew he's going to make a bracha for it. And like the pasuk says, "Vayima baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram," he knew he's going to make a bracha for this find. So therefore, he said, "Kach kibalti me Adoni Avram," that yeshli liting lo yud zuhuvim. Why? Because habracha shava yud zuhuvim. So he gave the yud zuhuvim for her as a repayment. He says that's why the lashon pasuk vayosam epesus chosar. He says because it wasn't a matona. It was a payment. He was paying her. Look, I was marvich from her so much to have this bracha, so therefore she is entitled to the yud zuvim that the bracha is worth. Yeah, all right, very good. I hear. Maybe Avram gave him the right to give it anyway. I'm telling him, how could he use it to pay off his chayv? I hear, good. And it could be that's what the chat in the pasuk, al yodeh. What's al yodeh, asarazu? It's al yodeh means because of her, beglola. She was the one who caused him to make the bracha. That's why she deserves yud zuvim. That's one shot. And on this, the Teres Chaim says, and Teres Chaim in Bava Kama, and Tzadi Aleph Mabei says, is that's why Rabbi Gamliel says, he's Mechayiv, the person who captures the brocha of Kisei Adam, he's Mechayiv Yud Zuhuvim. Yud Dinorim, Yud Sloim, Yud Zuhuvim. So, because that's the Lashon HaKosid. The Lashon HaKosid was Yud Zuhuvim, that's the Makar. So, Mamela, that's what Rabbi Gamliel said, he's Mechayiv Yud Zuhuvim. It's one shot. Another pshat to Rabbi Yudah HaKosid said, is because it says in the Pasuk in Yishai, in Samach Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the pasuk is contrasting good mitzvahs to bad things, good things to bad things, back and forth. It's a poetic pasuk, but back and forth. One of the things the pasuk says is mazgir lavoina, that's good, verse mevarach oven, an empty bracha, an unworthy bracha. Mazgir lavoina is the opposite of an empty bracha. So he says, Vaisa is if you have a good bracha, that's just like Mazkir Mavon. That's just. Since the bracha and Keteris itself is worth Yud Zuhuvim, so therefore they said that the kaf should also be, the kaf that's holding the Keteris should be shoved to the mitzvah of the Keteris, should also be Yud Zuhuvim, a zecha to the mitzvah itself. So you see that the kaf, which is connected to the Keteris, is Yud Zuhuvim, and the Keteris is connected to the bracha, a good bracha, so you see that a good bracha is Yud Zuhuvim. Right? That the Lashon HaPasuk is Zuhuvim, right? The Keteris is the same for the Keteris Chaim, that's why Rav Gamliel kept on Yud Zuhuvim. Sorry? It's the Haskarah's Levana, the Masker Levana, the Ketoris, which is the Haskarah for the Levana, is worth the same thing as the Bracha. The Orchis Chaim in Kisei Adam, in the beginning, in Aleph, in the Kovoy, in Kufkaz, says a different shot. Remish a Ko Bracha Shavah Yud Zuhuvim. Why? Shenema, in that Pasuk, Kavachas, but for a different reason. It says Kavachas Zor Zor. And we know that you're supposed to have Neya Brachas Bachal Yoy, Gematria Kaf. Kaf and Pei is 100. So we dash him like this. Kaf achas means one of the kaf, one of the 100 brachas is asara zahav, is worth asara zahav. So again, all three makaris are that a bracha is worth 10 zahuvim. If you look in the Siddha Tfila L'Rakeach, he talks about Baruch Shama, over there he says that Simonek gives a, again, these are cited, I ran it through my computer, I found in Kabbalah from like a bunch of cited, I'm lost, but but he says, "Heshaytan avazak ha'elef l'cha shloimoy." The elef l'cha shloimoy. What's the elef l'cha? You can have 1,000. Is David bequeathed? Because David was mezaken these meyer brokers. He bequeathed this legacy of having 1,000 because it's meyer brokers, and each broker is worth you zuvim. So you have the elef l'cha shloimoy. You have the 1,000 zuvim l'chol yon. The Torah Chaim says, "I'll be this." He says, "That's what says in the pasuk." Ki toiv yon b'chatzirecha me'elef. Kitoiv be'ena, what's kitoiv yom b'chatzirecha? In the base of Knesset, the chatzir of Hashem. Kitoiv yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. He says, because when it talks about schar me'er brachas, you would think someone's going to give you elef zuvim. You're going to say, okay, fine, I'll take the elef zuvim and I'll skip going to shul today or whatever it is. He says, no. Kitoiv yom b'chatzirecha me'elef, because the me'er brachas you're going to say in the base of Knesset is worth anyway the elef zuvim. So fakir, the chashivas of the me'er brachas, the kitoiv yom b'chatzirecha, that's worth more than elef zuvim. It's the same, but I guess he means the mitzvah alein. All right. Now, it happens to be the Shach says later on, just to quote, at the end of Sif Kotten Dalet, towards the end, 2 pages later, the Shach learns, and hopefully maybe we'll get to it, but the Shach learns that the bracha that's worth Yud Zuhuvim is only a bracha that you do berabim. It's only a bracha shemavarach b'fnei acherim of a beinoy leveinoy loy. If you're going to make stama bracha yourself and no one's there to answer amen, that bracha is not worth yuzuvim. It's only a bracha that's worth that you do in front of other people. That bracha is worth yuzuvim. Oh, so he says, what about kisi adam? So he says, kisi adam. The case was that apparently was known. It's a shtick of an akimta because it's not the derek, but it was apparently known that the person was planning on saying it b'koy ram, and you chaptois his mitzvah of saying a bracha b'koy ram. So instead of his mitzvah, the bracha of yuzuvim, but a bracha. You know, they know living in Atzma, such a bracha is not worth Yuzuvim. That could be what's proud. Kitayim b'chatzirecha, damka b'chatzirecha, such a thing. When you do a bracha b'chatzirecha, so yeah, you're doing basic nesi. You have other people to answer. Amen. That's then it's taka el of zuvim because it's 100 times 10. But stam a bracha they know living in Atzma, that bracha is not worth 10. We're going on. I got it to just one more hisaf is that you see from the kshach a chashivas when you're saying brachas that you're supposed to have a bracha that's only supposed to answer amen. Now, everyone, lately there's been a number of books, Svarim, on the Cheshivas of answering called Kadol Ha'ina Amen and the importance of giving other people the opportunity to answer Amen and saying the bracha out loud so other people could say Amen. It's beautiful mitzvah, being mezaka other people. But you see, even the Shach, even more, fakir, the whole Cheshivas, the Cheshivas of Yuzuvim bracha is only the answer if you say it out loud. If you don't say it out loud, you don't have the Cheshivas. Now, I'll just give you a moshul where you could implement it. You could do this all day, saying bracha whenever you do it to make sure to say it out loud. But a simple mitzias, it's a simple etzah, is that anyone who comes to Moshe Shabbos and you're washing for a sudi, you have 3 sudis you wash for. Al netiyas yadayim, probably the family is anyway congregating in the kitchen, walking in, walking out to the dining room, or whatever it is. If the people would just say Al netiyas yadayim out loud, every single person, you mean exactly the entire family with a name for every single person, and you can do this 3 times a Shabbos, depending how large your family, you could have 50 to 100 amens in one Shabbos, extra that you wouldn't have otherwise had. Oh, is it going to be a hefsek? I would assume, yes, 100. That's the nice thing. Sorry? Well, then you can answer amen. There shouldn't be a hefsek on your bracha. Oh, yeah. Good. Fine. So then you'll chaperain this Indian, and you also chaperain the shah, the chashivas of the mitzvah. As far as Zoom is, only do it out loud. Now you'll have it out loud. You'll have emes chashivas for the bracha. All right. Anyway, getting back to the shak. So the shak touches up, based on that shak, the shak touches up that what was the case over here? The case over here was that he was going to say it out loud, and you said it quietly. You're going to see why, because if you would say it out loud and he could answer amen, then you wouldn't be chayv yedu. We're going to see it shortly. Okay. But the case was here that the first person would have said it out loud, and you menei him from these yud zehuvim. All right. Now, the shakha has a kasha here. I'm sent to shakha. It's a Rishonim's kasha. The Sefer Echum Talmud is here already. But it's really Rishonim's kasha. Look at Sifkot and Gimel. He has a kasha. We just said that the Kisei Dam is for the bracha. And we also know the mitzvah of Shar and Elon is also entitled to have yud zehuvim. It's a mitzvah without the bracha. No bracha when you kill your shar or when you cut down your tree. See, as the kasha affected his levim kamud is given the schar mitzvah b'kisa ikka, yishalam ha-mitzvah ha-bracha, you have to pay 20 zuvim, 10 for the mitzvah and 10 for the bracha. Why are you getting away with only paying 10? You should have to pay 20, because you see the mitzvah without a bracha is worth 10, and the bracha alone is worth 10, so together it should be chayv 20. So Shak says already the Rishonim has the kasha, and the Rishonim say lahedi, they taka say that the b'schar mitzvah nam yishalam yud, it's true. But even so, Bekisi, that has both, he also only Mishalom Yud. They don't really explain why. So the Shach says, the end of the Shach, the last line, he said, Alavadi hainu taima dekisi, to keep in the EF shal abracha b'loi mitzvah, you can never get the bracha unless you do the mitzvah. Therefore, e Mishalom ala mitzvah. I'm not 100% sure of the Shach, but he said, since you can't get to the bracha without the mitzvah, so then you don't have a chiv atza mitzvah, your chiv is only atza bracha, so then you give 10 atza bracha. But if you have a different mitzvah without the bracha, then in a chanam you'll get the 10 atza mitzvah without the bracha. So the 10 could either be atza mitzvah or atza bracha. Kisei Dam which has both, when it has both, you only have atza bracha, not atza mitzvah. If they know why. But the Shach continues. Shach says, the kosva teis at the top of the next page. The kosva teis a per kol abasa. The case was that the Gemara said, the Rebbe said that Birchas HaMazon is worth 40 zehuvim. And Pasha is the reason why it's worth 40 zehuvim, because it's four brachas times 10 is worth 40 zehuvim. In fact, Taisa is, Havalei Lameimah, that the person who's mezamein by the Birchas HaMazon, he Havalei Lameimah nun zehuvim. So Ika Birchas Pri HaGafen, because besides benching, the person who's mezamein also says Bari Pri HaGafen, so he gets an extra 10, so it should be 50. The Yishleimah, the Tzavah command, Amad Dein Tzarek Lavarek HaKasa De Birchasai. The Rebbe is going like that man, the Yom HaHoz, that you don't bench ala kois when you make Birchas HaMazon, ela kos kama only at the beginning of the suit of the suloi, so you don't make an extra bracha, burpee above and at that kois. So therefore, you only have the four brachas of Birchas HaMazon, that's how you have 40. The Shak doesn't like it, so skip over, Shak has a new teretz to this problem. But the Val Taisa's teretz is that we don't count the bracha, burpee above. If you look at the first medium line, we'll call it, of the Shak, a few lines later, Shach says, "El nil finis taita la teretz a new chiller, a new teretz to face the kasha." The kevan the hod chayv yud zehuvim ain't ela b'mitzvah deraisum. Since that you chayv yud zehuvim is only by mitzvah deraisum, but loy b'mitzvah derabbanon, ukumot shekasa ma'ashar b'perka chayvom, the nirusha b'mitzvah derabbanon pato, v'mkein ha'toyva meite b'yavne tiknu, ve'ainu ela b'derabbanon. So come tois faket out birchas amazin yoni chayv for the three brachas deraisa yoni chayv 30. Then came in birchas priya govern like ela dalat together with the very priya govern. That's when you have dalat. Means the 40 is not for the four brachas of birchas amazin. It's for the three birchas amazin and one for very priya govern. But the bracha of atayva meitiv which be yavdan tiknu is only the rabbanon for that you're not chayv for. That's what the shach holds. And then comes along the shach and has a third teretz. He has a third etzah to this problem. You look at the last. Correct. Oh, so that's what everyone wants to ask, correct? That's for your shayla, right? And it's really a ktsais kasha. And the ktsais asks a shayla as well. If you look at the ktsais of cotton olive, the ktsais asks the bottom line, previous page, the last line is the kasha li, dem kena mai mishalam avopri agofen, Dunami any element rabbon and the chala brachas any element rabbon and levad birchas amazin shimin atayra or birchas atayra ledas ksas poiskim min atayra avoshar brachas lekel man diyama min atayra. No one knows it's min atayra. L'chei nira dafilu ledivri mashal nami haino davka b'mitzah de rabbonin hu de enu mashalim avavad bracha is yeh mashalim afilu b'bracha de rabbonin v'chidumukhik le'edim b'birchas hakisi denami eni ala de rabbonin. That even the mashal, you can't say like the shah, so even the mashal, when the mashal says for mitzah de rabbonin, it only means the mitzah de rabbonin, but for a bracha avad in the mashal is moida that the bracha has a soy, the bracha is avad the word Yudruvim. From mitzvah devan enough, a bracha is zichus word Yudruvim, and a mele the shak teretz is not a teretz. Because einu chanami, just like you count for Bar Priya Gofin, you're going to have to count for a teva meitiv as well. Elazak the Ktais Alei, the ikus first mashal is mechalek that a bracha is, yeah, even the bracha devan is Yudruvim, a mitzvah devan enish, loy neda lechalek bein deraitz, the rabbanan kim dashakon, the mashal and bad bracha devanan, vubikas akisas, who are doing mitzvah devanan should be the same thing. He doesn't understand the difference. Why? But it's part only the Rabbanan. What's the chilek? So the Ulam HaMishpat Rada says, if the Apiyah Cheshman, that Rebbe, which is the Valam member of all the Chayim 40 Zuvim, Rebbe has to hold, he has a Cheshman with Rosh, that Rebbe has to hold that Birchas Ayayin, that Bari Birchas Govan would be Daraisa. So that's how it's good, the Shach. Alright, but it means we'll come out that Lididan, if you would do full of such a stun, you wouldn't be Chayim 40, you wouldn't be Chayim 30, because the Atev Meitah doesn't count, and Bari Birchas Govan doesn't count, because they're both the Rabbanans. It's a sefer Ara de Rabbonin from Rio Agazi. So in the bottom there are goyis from the, it's called Arfa de Ara. There was from the Rida Yayish. He has a sefer Bnei Yehuda, Chuvitz, whatever. So over there he wants to tell you that the Sheikh himself also is Moido. He says the Jack only meant the Birkas Atavim Meitiv Shloim Niskin or Kiim Lacherim. It's not for you. It's like a zecha for Yavne. That's why it's only Mikai Mitzvah de Rabbanan for that, the Shach holds you not Kai for. Now, Shenkin Birkas Bay Priya Govind, the Niskano, the Fnea, no, the Asal Ernest, Menoil, Mazebelai Broko, that's already considered, that's not considered Mitzvah de Rabbanan. That's already more kosher, and that's, yeah. So I don't know 100% what this chilek is, but fine. But the bottom line is, the Ksoi says, eyes in the Kash, and that's Tafa Dar's Kash, Aradar Rabbanan's Kash as well, the Lachai, what's a chilek? So the Shach has a third Eitzif from Rabbin Yerukim. Look at the end of the Shach. The last line, second to last line, is that Kosar Ben Yerukim Zelo Shainai Koisho Brachas Mem Zerubim or Birchas Priyagofen Enem Minaminyan. Why? Ki Birchas Hananin. Birchas Hananin is not Minaminyan. Well, if he's there, Birchas Atoyiv is Yeh Minaminyan. Be'efshikam that's a river Rosh case. At the end of the day, the 40 taka for all four brachas of Birchas Amazin is you don't count Bari Priyagofen because that's only Birchas Hananin. That's the chilek. That's why it doesn't count. All right. Now, just to revisit, we just mentioned before in Nisman told us only mitzvahs that your mukhar chlasa, it's like Kisei Adam, or like Elon and Shor, Mashenkin, Shechita, which are not mukhar chlasa, you're not Kayib Yudruvim. So, Lachoya, you could ask, that what do you mean, traces over here is handling what to do with the very Priya Gofen, and it's only Birkas Ananin, you're not Mukhuyib, we ask you to drink wine, you're not Mukhuyib, so why should you be Mukhuyib Yudruvim? Traces counts that as one of the 10 for the 40 Zeruvim, as the very Priya Gofen, Lachoya is only Birkas Ananin, so Lachoya should be a right, not like Nisman. There's his pashas. The normal because in an attacker, you wouldn't be chai for your chai. I mean, it wouldn't even pass. But here by Rach HaLakoyis, you have a chiv, a chazal masakin. And once you have a mevarak because of Muslim, you have a chiv to be mevarak HaLakoyis. So that even though it's attack only because of Nenin, but that because of Nenin, you're mechiv to do, the avada then, you should be chai about Yudzuvim. If not for new terrors, then maybe because of Nenin is different, whatever it is. But Bisoy, you don't have, it's not voluntary, you're mechiv to do. And I saw the Ulam HaMishpat says that for the Sma. It's pashas. All right. Let's continue. Zok the Ramah, Hayuloi ben Lomo, if you had a son to be mal, Ubo Acha Amoloi, and came along someone else and mal the son, Chayv Litin Layudzuvim. Someone else, you were ready to mal your own son, and someone else chapped your eyes and mal your son, he's going to be Chayv Yudzuvim. Avunosni Lachelimo, but you gave it to somebody else to mal, and yet a third person chapped away. I was makabed a moel to mal my son, and somebody else, a wannabe moel, chapped the rein and mild the son. Then he takes a potter from paying the zuvim. If he steals my mila, he's chayv. If he steals my moel's mila, he's potter. What's the? Sorry. We have a brook ala mila. Oh, you're not supposed to be paying a ball, you're supposed to be paket. Okay, good. All right, so look at this man. What's a chilek if it's he's stealing your milo or your mo's milo? So look at this man. This man, Sifkan Zayin says, the Yeridea, at the end of the turn, Yeridea over there, it says, Seem bizev because of Zeloshoine Vahaka. All right, let me just first so you understand better. Let's continue the Makabo. This whole thing, we do not collect this Yud Zeruvim. You don't take it away because it's on Milsa, the less pay Chasar and Kis. Things that are less pay Chasar and Kis, you're not Goyva Bizman Azeh without Smukim. You can't be Goyva Bababal or that matter anywhere without Smukim. We don't have Smukim anymore. We don't have the Smukim of Moshe Rabbeinu, so we don't have the ability to be Mechayiv such a Knas. But the whole Nafkamin is only that I'm Tophas. It means Bezin is Chayiv to pay you, but Bezin can't force him to pay. So you could cop it. If you cop Yudzuvim from him, it's good. I'm Tophas from Nafkinamine, but Bezin won't be Mechayiv him. Sorry? Even in Mahalak Azina, but since there's no Chasar and Kis, I wasn't maps that you know, Shav Keset or Chayfetz or anything like that, so you can't be Goyva Bezmanenu, so it's only I'm Tophas from Nafkinamine. And the Yam Shushalim points out that even without Fisa, it just means you put them in the other, but avada, you have a chiv to be mifayis the person. So you have a chiv to mifayis the person, and the guy could chab from you, but bezin, it's not actionable in the bezin. Bezin can't be mechayim. So this whole simon is only negea for tfiso, that you should know that you have this chiv, but he can't. Huh? How much is yudziv? Oh, you have to take out calculate depending on the sheet of what it is. Okay, I should have cheshvan it out. I don't know. I didn't make the cheshvan. I didn't make the cut. I would have to say I didn't make the cut. Yes, and good. All right. But look at this mass. Going back to this mass, I just want to bring out this mass and discuss it. That this whole chiv is only like Abi Tophas Lamafkinim in it. So it means Kumta is a two dinum in the Ramah is also like Abi Tvi. So that if he caps away your Milo, so you could be Tophas. If he caps away your Moyo's Milo, your Machabin Amoyo, then in Tophas, there's no din of Tophas. You can't even cap because there's no use of him in the first place. Sorry? And therefore? Sorry? Oh, so we're going to get to it. You're asking God. 1 second. You're jumping 3 steps ahead of us. All right, look at this man. This man says like this. If you look in the Torah on your day and tell you some of the seeing the Zelda Torah, because the Zelda Shoine, the Anka, Philo Topas, Mafina Mine, came in the honor of Amen. So Amen and God, Allah, Ina Amen, Yosem in a Mavar. If he kept the Mila, but he made the Bracha la Mila out loud, and you answered Amen to his Bracha, and God, Allah, Ina, Yosem in a Mavar, so you can't chop him for the bracha because you answered amen to his bracha. So it's as if you made the bracha and God alone amen yes minam avarek. So therefore, there's no din of yudzuvim. And bim shama, whatever you're going to find out, but I didn't answer amen to his bracha. So if I want to be mekayin yudzuvim, vayti can't tanya. Bim shama v'lohano, that's not a tanya. Iu davser anafshei, you should have answered amen. You don't have a tanya for that. Aval ein lit peitroi mitam shitun loy tanya golishkoi. There are some who suggest that maybe Moshem Rabbeinu Tam, that if I chop away your mitzvah, I chop away your meal, I have a simple eitzah. Instead of paying you zuvim, here's a time to go. Go shech and be mechasa, make a bracha, I'm mechabed you with a bracha. I'll pay you back by being mamsa you another bracha. Now that's not going to work. The zu mitzvah is a heresy. A mitzvah is shayna that he stole from him, hochala, or mubit sashalu yukhaliskanu. I can't shayna. But you see in the Torah over there that the pshat is because he answered on me. Visham kasafti, that the reason why when he steals the male's meela, is he potter? Because since he himself also made the bracha, and the moel answered amen, or should have answered amen, the moel can't have any tainas on him. V'sham kesavti dinir de loy patru mikoye kaniyas amen, ela b'mitzas mila, diniskina bracha b'tibra v'karam, dikim in the tzarek v'varek v'karam, nade shom ha bracha. Mashenke b'bichas ha-shchita, that when he did kisei adam, he did it quietly, so in that case, where the yenachap to kisei adam and made the bracha quietly, and the owner didn't have the opportunity to answer amen, the Chiyah Gavna, oh, then he's going to be Chai Yudzuvim. Because if you would have made it out loud, you're in a Hanami. But you didn't make it out loud, so I didn't have the ability to answer Amen. So he stole my brachas and Machai Yudzuvim on the Kisei. So Mitzvah Ches is a new Mitzvah. But this Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Sholei Kulisim. You'll never be ready. If I wanted to Shech and Mechasa, I could also take a chicken and Shech and Mechasa. It's not going to be Mesakin that Mitzvah that I lost yesterday by the Nila. Oh, so the Achronim discuss what to do if he's not Goizel the Mitzvah, he's only Mazik the Mitzvah. I want to hold off, I'm going to hopefully get to it later if I have time. Hold on to it. V'nir Zak Tisma, I'm skipping a couple lines, we had the arrow with the hand. V'nir the Mahai Taimim Kodam Echidom Mo Bunoi Shokhai Veroi. After I've also Yochalanas Almenacham Avarek. Mikomok and Kim Dam Mitzvah Yuchedis Lab, B'nai Yaisim, and Lachakal Odom, Lord Petrinan Lamakdim Mikrek Anis Amen Da'ab. that night. So the chilek is like this. The reason why when you steal the mole's bracha, your part is because the mole into the main. Are you also into the main? So if he stole your milah and you your bracha on the milah, weiter, he should be potter. No, your mitzvah milah is mamish kosher. Your mitzvah milah is even more kosher because that's a special miuchedet mitzvah alav. So that you can't, or your bracha on that kosher of a mitzvah is not substituted with his bracha. He's only a tzigit kamina. That his bracha is not going to help. His bracha would work for the mole, who's also a tzigit kamina. He's an outsider. But me, that I have a mitzvah, I'm the av, and I have a special mitzvah. His mitzvah milah, his bracha milah is not a substitute for mine, and that's a chilek of the Ramah. And then he says, "The Yeshusha custom time and Machim lifter zesha kada mamol ayin chumba." Like some libay no mashia custom for day, and he doesn't like the Yeshusha's chiluki. So that's the smart scholar. Well, you see, and it's interesting. The Rishonim say this word that if you chop away somebody's bracha, but you say the bracha out loud, that he had the opportunity to enter a name. Kriyas Atayra, you chopped away. Someone else called for an aliyah. You jumped up and you made the Birkas Atayra, and he had the opportunity to enter a name. It's not a problem because he had the ability to enter a name. So you didn't do it. It's only by Kisei Adan that you said it quietly, so you didn't give him the opportunity and something, so then you stole his bracha from him. Otherwise, he had a bracha, he had a main of bracha. Botali, we're going to see it in Masha. Hold on. So that's a smas chilek. So the chilek is that one case, a main is a substitute, but for your own mitzvah mila, which is even more chashav, that a main is not a substitute. Look in the shaks of cotton dalid. Towards the end of the third line, he brings a smas akan l'shoine, the ain dvar of nechoinim. He doesn't like the smas chilek. The loy mistava klal lechalik banias amein bin av lacher. Doesn't make any sense. The chay muchak ledi brein yiruchim shemimenu mekod zin zeh the kshayoch olanis amein afilu ba'av. Even if it's the father alains his own mitzvah, the rami mitzvah lei potter shekod zeshon mizel zeshon yomishom alamoy lomum vekodam acher omal is potter. Avam mgozlam the aviv is chayiv. He makes a chilek like the Ramah has, whether he steals from the moel or steals from the father. V'chein ha-moinei ha-bayli mulasas mitzvah v'kodem v'osam m'shalom yudzuvim v'itofes lo'im mafkin ha-minei zulasi, and this is a ride for all the halakas he just said, zulasi b'shayok alanas amein. If that person could answer amein, even the father of the son whose mouth could answer amein, no problem, then he's potter. If he couldn't answer amein, then he's chai, but if he could answer amein, he couldn't be potter. So you see that the ability to answer amein passes even the special mitzvah of the father's milah. One second. The chay mukha lehedi midivri ma'ashal, dein chilik bin av la'acha bezeh. Void mukha came midivri ma'adani melech v'aprisha atzma, aprisha zesma, shevesi lekamon, shepishu, the behakter on Gamaliel, that by Kisei Adam. Why by Kisei Adam? Are you poto? Are you chayv? Sorry, you're doobin, you should be poto, because he entered a main on your broko. Are you teretzis? Because are you mevarek benakas? You said it quietly and he couldn't hear. Alma, di, are you mevarek v'koram? Had you said the broko out loud, Hoyapata Mishum Shava Leila no isamein. Vahasa mitzis kisa yole ramyo. The mitzah kisa is on you, kama mitzis mila saben alaav, the ksiv shofak vichisa viafina mine misha shofak yekasa. And nevertheless you see that over there it's only because you said the bracha quietly, had you said it out loud and given him the opportunity and some name, who would have parted. So you go to the next line. Elavadi kidivri yeshushan mashalot kadas hisakasmali yeshushan, kidivri yeshushan nechainim, the pratnim amor, the different shot. Zel loshan of the yeshushan. He himself, he wanted to do the mila, and he has a mitzvah mila, chayiv, someone steals it, it's yudzuvim. You gave it to a moyel. Why? The father wasn't going to do the bracha and the mila anyway. Why? How could a moyel? He's zoichin a mitzah. How could I get as machabinim? There's no kinyan on that. The benahik no yisay lo yahav. How is the av being mezaka the schus milo to the femda to the moyel? Vafilu hiknu lo bikinyan. Even if he tried to be machta bikinyan, einu klum sheinu al kinyan varm akan l'shoyne ukzivar of mivu barach. The mufush barach says the yeshushan that the chilik is as following. The father, it's his mitzvah. It's takhe's mitzvah. It's yimenei's mitzvah. Vadi chay duduvim. The moyel, it's nothing. The moyel's mitzvah, not the moyel. Who said Ma'ikot Eitzamah was supposed to do the Mila? Maybe he was going to do the Mila, but he had no schus kinyan to do the Mila because it's not transferable. I couldn't be mezakim with his Mila. So Ma'ela, you weren't Menayim any mitzvah. Ayum Menayah, the Av wasn't going to do the Mila anyway because he's Mechabit the Ma'el. So that's why you're part of. That's the Chilik. But, 1 second. Now, so Kum Tois, he has a Taina, what the Sma says later on, that's a Mufusha Tur. really not the Torah's home, put it into the Torah, and this Mam Sof is Madid Arun over there in the Torah. But it comes out that it's like this, that mitzvahs aren't transferable. And here, if we had the time, which we don't, we go into an arichas of could you sell mitzvahs? Everyone's busy with this, but you see Makar in the Rosh, that you can't sell a mitzvah. It's not transferable. You can't even sell the skus to perform a mitzvah. Kojikain, all these stories that someone's macked into other people, the chelik and the Elam Haba, there's chuvis, Meshav David, there's Ramosha, there's a lot of chuvis on this Maknachain. It doesn't work. There's no such thing. You can't be mezaka mitzvahs to, you mak the mitzvahs to somebody else. And the Shach, look at the last line of the Shach. Varavi Yeshushan Kam Mayri, the Indian Shulahoy, Yokolanus Amen. You're going Shadachva, you threw him out of the base of Medish when you did the Mila, or Shabirich Benachas, Vikai Gavno, Vikalahovim. But if you said the bracha out loud that he could answer Amen, Avada Amen will be mashlim what you stole from him, because God Aloyna, Yasim in a Mavar. So that's the Kumtois, that the Chilik in the Ramah is that you, it's your mitzvah, but the Mal is not the Mal's mitzvah. You can't even make it the Mal's mitzvah. It's not transferable. But both cases have to be talking about where he didn't have the opportunity to answer Amen. Had he had the opportunity, about the domain, it's God Aloyna, Yasim in a Mavar, and he wouldn't be Chayef. And the Shach continues from here. From this Rosh, from Medivrei HaRosh, Shevesi Muchak. It's, you see from here, the Nishu Moyal, Einu Rishai Liten as Bnoi La'achel Moyaloi, V'chayv hu ba'atzmoy l'moyaloi. Dum yedekisei dam, d'misha shofa ku yechasa. You can't transfer it. You see from the Rosh, you're not allowed to transfer it. So you've mechabed a mo'el to do, it's not going to be the mo'el's mitzvah. It's still your mitzvah. You got to be mal. And if you skip a few lines, he says, V'kasafti zer, v'shavisi shakama anoshim. Mechabdim lacherim, lomol, es b'neim. Af shehim ba'atzmon yecholim lomol, u'ladaiti heimen vatlim mitzvahs asei, because it's their mitzvah and they can't transfer the mitzvah. U'mitzvah gadei l'shomila. V'yesh l'bezen l'vata l'adov hazeh. Bezen should be mevata people from giving moilim to mal children if they are capable. If they're not capable, they're not capable. If they're capable, avada, they should mal their own child because it's not transfer. You can't give over that skos to somebody else. That's the Shach. Now just as a writer, I want to just stop here and go back to the Sma and we'll return to the Shach clean header. As we said before, the Sma says that the mitzvahs that are chayv yudzuma, only mitzvahs are chiyuvis, that you're mechuyif to do, like kisei adam. But mitzvahs which are voluntary to do shechita, that you're not mechuyif to do, and the mele is no yudzuvim. You see that the Rosh, and all the achrayim, and all the places are dani, yet transferable, God, the Shulti Geborim holds his mitzvahs are transferable, yet transferable. Could you be mechaber the mele to do the mitzvah? Can't you be mechaber? Let's say you could be mechaber the mele, and somehow you're makhnet him, and it's his chus to do mila. I want to know, but who's mechuyif to do the mila? Now the mele is mechuyif to do it, and you're off the hook. Shem says that you got to do the mila. All of a sudden, you mezakeh to the mal, and now it's his mitzvah's mila. It's only there as a schus to do the mila, but it's your chiyuvitz, it's not his mitzvah to you. This. So, if you would be able to transfer it by such, you would be chayiv, you do them to the mal. I son a mitzvah chiyuvitz in the mal, no, is that in the chayiv, not like this ma, then even if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvitz, you have yudzuhuvim. How am I going to have to say that? No, because that's everybody in the world is mechuyev to do mitzvahs mila. Just a father has a special or more meyukadik mitzvah, and you could somehow be mezakeh, that's chuz. And now the mohel could fall back on his regular mitzvah chuyev, and that's where you got to yudzuvim. All right, it's yeshlodim mizeh. But anyway, getting back to the Shach. The Shach says from here you see, from the Rosh you see, you say that you can transfer mitzvahs mila, and therefore you should do it yourself. So you look in the Kseis of Cotton Days, like 10 lines in, so at the beginning of the line, he says, "Ubutvu ishar kotzav al divrei Shach lo yedana mai rayim maisim mit divrei Rosh v'chilo yedana da mitzvu al aav v'chen dekisi misha shochad yechasa akafilu ochi yozas yochol lasu shliach the shluchu shaladam k'maisai v'chen adaki moishu b'yoredeya hevi b'shem or zeruo the ma'av moil osa l'chabdo l'acher in ha'alada b'machabed because of the adaki moishu v'timani okamilom b'chom b'chom shluchu shaladam k'maisai. So what do you see? You always see in Rosh, you can't be makna the schus. So Zayin, it's your schus. But you can make shluchu shaladim k'maisai. When he does the mitzvah, it's like you're doing the mitzvah. We're being mevata, mitzvah sasei. Zok to Ksois himself, Lani is daiti, in the next paragraph, Lani is daiti, the medivri Rosh, shapa mochak de lomani shlichus me mitzvah mila, shalav. Do you name it the shlich shaladim k'maisai bezeh, in Cain, a nice beautiful chesh in Ksais, ki heik adim ho ya'av atmei, rotu lomoylai, o ba'achim v'kod medachayv l'shalam asara zuhuvim, Hachinami, im nosim lo shluchai, had I been mechaber the moil, and it als shlichus the moil would be doing it, kim de shluchai kamoisai, mitzvasei olav, niskayim ayde shluchai kamoisai. Vahashe shabo achav akadma, if someone else will chap away this mitzvah that I gave to the shliach, the enu shlich, and that friend is not my shlich, I never told him to do it, hare bitu mitzvasei, he was in the vat of my mitzvah, vayibedin le shalom loya sarah zuhuvim, he should have to pay me a sarah zuhuvim, because shluchai shalom kamoisai. Elakok, you see from the Rosh, that the Rosh says that this is the reason why you don't have to pay the moil, is because you can't transfer that course, and that's why you're pato. You see from here, the lamani shlikas, the mitzvahs av, the moil, or mishum haki, kosha nosin lachev, kodam machev pato, they no mafsid lav, kimin do lav shlukohu, with that. Because I can only learn master keeping that in Lozoka, but that's the Ksaitz's Raya. It brings the Raya from the Rosh, that you see from the Rosh, that it's not transferable. And it's not even translated as Shlichas. You can't even make a Shliach, because had you been able to make a Shliach and invoke the concept of Shlich Kumaisai, then if someone would take the mitzvah away from the Moel, Vaito, he's staring you Zuvim. Because that's my mitzvah, Shlich Kumaisai, he's staring my mitzvah, Smila. Lamai, you see from the Rosh, that it's not transferable. Right, because a lot of Achrenim will argue and hold that there is Shlichas, but I'm just giving over the Ksaisis judgment. And it's a very Ksaisis, Ksais, I want to skip, I'm not going to have time for a lot of this, but the Ksais brings down in the second column, like 15 lines down, he brings the Tosfos of Rid B'Perek Ish Mekadosh, V'zeh L'Shoinok, Yek Shmachim and Kein L'Kol Dvar Mitzah Yol HaShliach, V'yema Adam L'Chaveh Shev B'Sukkah, V'ri sit in Sukkah, I'll go to the amusement park, you sit in Sukkah for me, or Hanak Tefillin Avurai, I have to go to work, so you put on Tefillin for me in the morning. V'lav Milsi, it doesn't make any sense. Shem Mitzah Shechai V'yamokam Lasses B'Gufay, the Torah wanted you to do the...
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.